This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
It's fascinating, isn't it, Nobes? With what Port actually hold in terms of their picks and... There's no doubt that North Melbourne are going to deal real hard here. They're going to want at least two early first-round picks, but obviously Port don't hold that right at the minute. I think they've got pick, is it eight? Yep. And then they've got their future pick, but you would think they would improve next year. That pick might even go into the team. So it might entail a player involved, and that player doesn't necessarily need to go straight to North Melbourne. That player could go somewhere to some other club to get another top 10 pick, and who that player might be, who knows. But it's going to be really interesting to see when this deal is done or if it's going to be done.
It's a big one of the trade period, isn't it? There's big names. I mean, Luke Jackson's been mooted for a long time, and obviously Brodie Grundy will find his way to Melbourne as well. And actually, David, you will review both the Melbourne Footy Club and Fremantle today before 5 o'clock, and I'm keen to see how they look in your eyes with one of those big names going out of Melbourne into Fremantle. And then we get the situation around Jackson, around Grundy, and around Horne Francis. And I think you're of a similar view that a player will need to be involved from a Port perspective just to flush another pick out somewhere.
Yeah, I would think so. I think there's a player that's got to be involved in the makeup somewhere of it, as Soss says, whether or not it's a player coming directly in or another pick. Because the other consideration that North have got at the moment is what they do with pick one. And they've clearly said that they're interested in maybe having a look around like they did last year. So therefore, you know, with Jason possibly going, then that brings a flurry of picks coming in that they might be able to use on other players to trade, like they've done with Griffin Logan Tucker.
Mm. Are you, Soss, open to that? I mean, if they were to split or distribute pick one outside of one and get a couple in for that as well, and then to maybe get a couple more back in, are you open to, from what you're gathering on this year's draft, to have four or five inside 12 or 13?
Look, that's, in theory, it's fantastic. It really is. And a lot of clubs to rebuild their football team try and get as many picks inside top 25, top 30, you know, and the more first rounders, that's great. But it all gets back to the depth of the draft. What's this draft like? Do we really want to be having five, six picks in the top 25 in this draft? Or would we prefer those in next year's draft? So that's the homework that the clubs would have done. So I don't know what's coming through next year. I've been told it's quite a strong draft coming through next year. Whether this year's draft is the same, I've been told it sort of falls away, possibly. It might have some depth, you know, but the top-end quality mightn't be in this draft. So that all comes into consideration when you're doing these trades.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.